are now visiting worst practice, a couple of known lesbians, Dan E. Campbell and Chip Darnell.
Five fatally flawed femme fatales. Oh, sorry, that's nine nakedly knockable. Oh, who cares how many there are?
They all suck.
For the worst performance by an actress
in a leading role, the nominees are playing the love interest of the love guru
and a blind concert violinist who gets a double eyeball transplant.
I just can't see her in either role.
The actress plotted on by the New York Post with,
she is to great acting
what Dame Judi Dench is to great sex.
Jessica Alba for the eye
and the love guru.
A more than one name nomination.
This one, a broad range of young and old broads, all technically sharing the title role in a remake
of a 1939 MGM classic.
A remake with five lead performances so exciting
that the New Yorker enthused
left, I nearly slept.
Annette Bening,
Eva Mendes,
Deborah Messing,
Jada Pinkett Smith,
and Meg Ryan,
all jointly nominated for playing
the women.
Next, the prototypical ditzy blonde,
whose antics forced the film critic for Film Threat to fret.
Jesus, when did she get stuck making movies with Ashton Kutcher?
Wasn't she supposed to be the next big thing?
Cameron Diaz, nominated for
What Happens in Vegas. And scratching and clawing her way up from our Worst Supporting Actress category
to the even more distinguished Worst Lead Actress category,
and at the same time scratching and clawing her way
to some of the nastiest reviews we've ever seen,
including this one from Britain's Sky Movies.
In her time, she's had many things thrust into her head.
A spike in House of Wax, for example.
But acting ability
is not one of them.
Paris Hilton for the Hottie and the Knot. And a one-time Oscar nominee
who's been making bad movies ever since.
And now she's finally a long-overdue Razzie nominee whose screen appearances this year moved the critic at Metromix to muse.
She's been in plenty of crap before, but never anything this outright vile.
Hey, listen, for both Woodles Gold and My Best Friend's Girl. So, anybody want to guess who won?
Oh, just open it. No, whoever it is, they're not going to be here anyway.
You can always hope.
Yeah, right. And the Razzie for Worst Supporting Actress goes to